Washington, AP, U.S. factory production in July posted the strongest gain in 4 months, reflecting a surge in production at auto plants that are still wrestling with major supply chain problems. Manufacturing output increased 1.4% last month following a decline of 0.3% in June, the Federal Reserve reported Tuesday. It was the best showing since a 3.4% gain in March. Overall, industrial production, which includes manufacturing, utilities and mining, posted a 0.9% increase, the best performance since a 2.8% surge in March. The mining sector, which includes oil and gas production, rose 1.2% as producers continued to ramp up production in response to rising prices for crude oil. Output in the utility sector fell 2.1% in July, as near-record high temperatures in the West were offset by cooler temperatures in other parts of the country. About half of the 1.4% gain in manufacturing output came from an 11.2% rise in the productions of motor vehicles and parts, reflecting the fact that many auto plants trimmed or canceled their typical shutdowns in July for retooling. The Fed reported that auto production continues to be constrained by a persistent shortage of computer chips. While the gain in factory output in July was double what had been expected, many economists said that output in coming months will likely moderate given the ongoing problems with supply chains and labor shortages. With many sectors still suffering from severe shortages of raw materials and workers, we suspect growth will slow again over the coming months, said Andrew Hunger, senior U.S. economist at Capital Economics. With the 0.9% gain in July, overall industrial production is now 6.6% above its July 2020 level but still 0.2% below its February 2020 pre-pandemic peak. However, the manufacturing sector is now 0.8% above its pre-pandemic peak. Industries operated at 76.1% of capacity in July, up from 75.4% of capacity in June. In addition to the strong gain in auto and parts production, machinery output was up 1.9% in July, computers and electronics showed a 1.1% gain and aircraft production rose 1.9%. Martin Krutzinger, The Associated Press.